这个会堂，或者在广播的会堂，有第一次来的新朋友。
Maybe they're amongst us right here in the sanctuary or in the other sanctuary. There's a first comer.
我们在这里非常欢迎大家。
We welcome you to join us for worship.
过节的气氛会让人很兴奋。
The spirit of celebrating festival gets us excited.
刚刚我们这三位年轻的大人。
And just then, the three young adults were with us.
读出那段经文。
They were reading the scripture passage.
这段经文也充满了过节的气氛，你相信吗？
Do you believe that particular passage was full of a festival spirit?
那个时候过一个很重要的节日。
They were celebrating a very important festival.
这个节日是犹太人一年三大节日之一。
And that particular festival was one of the three greatest pilgrimage feasts in Jewish. And that was Feast of Passover. That was a revelation of God's salvation. According to the Jewish customs at the time. And that particular feast.All the Jewish males that are living near Jerusalem.
男人。
Males.
一定要回耶路撒冷过节的。
They are required to go to Jerusalem to attend the feast.
那么这段经文给我们看见。
And this particular passage, let us see.
耶稣的肉身的家庭。
Jesus' biological family.
不止他爸爸去，是不是？
Not only his Father went.
不止约瑟去。
Not only Joseph went.
玛利亚也去。
Mary also went as well.
还带着十二岁的耶稣去。
They also took the 12-year-old boy Jesus with them.
经文还讲了他们是每一年都这样做的。
And the passage also said they were doing that every single year.
代表着这是一个特别敬虔的家庭。
And this shows that this is a specially devout family.
这个敬虔的家庭看重与神的关系。
This devout family treasures the importance of the relationship with God.
今天我们是一个家庭的主日。
Today is our family worship day.
你能够听到孩子在这里发出欢呼声啊，很难得的哦。
You can hear children's voice, and then isn't that a special?
那么圣经记载，这个家庭要朝见神，又发生了什么事呢？
And the Bible recorded this family went up to Jerusalem to worship God. And something happened.
在当时上耶路撒冷过节不是小事情。
At the time when they go up to Jerusalem to worship, it's not a trifle thing.
因为。
Because.
要控制这个也不是小事情。因为他已经跑到最后面去了。能不能从头放一下好不好
Can we start it like from beginning?
他们住在拿撒勒。
They live in Nazareth.
拿撒勒到耶路撒冷呢。
From Nazareth to Jerusalem.
那时候要步行的。
At the time they need to walk.
要走三天了。
And that was a 3-day trip.
我不知道你有没有步行三天过的经验。
I don't know if you ever had experience of walking for 3 days.
有没有啊
Anybody has that experience?
有没有步行三小时的经验
？Have you had a walking for 3 hours experience？
有没有？举手，有的举手。走三小时哦。
Walking for 3 hours。
连续走哦，不是走十天走三小时。
And continuously for 3 hours。
哦，哎，不少哦，不少人啊。
There are quite a few people。
舒不舒服啊
？Did you enjoy that？
第一小时可能不错了啊。
The first hour probably was fine.
第二小时也还可以的。
And second hour was okay.
但是第三小时就很累。
Well, when it gets to the third hour, it gets tiring.
那么他们要走三天呢。
But they had to walk for 3 days.
所以他们不会一个家庭走。
So they don't just go by a single family.
他们是一群人一起走。
There is a big crowd going up together.
这样子一方面呢有伴儿啊。
In one occasion, they have companies.
第二个更是安全。
And it's also for safety reasons.
所以他们就这样子上耶路撒冷。So
they're walking up to Jerusalem.
那么去了那就过节了，当然是了。So
they're celebrating the feast there.
那是大事。That
was a big thing.
那么来到圣殿的门里面。So
they come to the temple court.
哦，那个是要走三天才能到的地方啊。That
was a place where they need to walk for 3 days. They were all very excited.
于是他们在那里过节了。
So they're celebrating the feast.
不过，再美好的聚会也有结束了。But
for every nice good thing, there's an end to it.
所以结束了。So
when it was over.
那么就回家。So
they're all returning home.
那么这个回家的过程当然也是一起走的了。So
going home, that's also a group together.
圣经说他们回家了，然后呢，过了一天。So
the Bible recorded that they were returning home after 1 day's trip.
过了一天之后呢，这个父母才发现，哎，怎么孩子不在呀？
After 1 day, the parents noticed what happened to the child.
这个会不会发生在你的身上？
Has this ever happened to you?
假如你现在带着两个孩子去 shopping 啊？
If you take 2 children to go shopping.
Shopping 完了之后上车回家啊？
So you, after the shopping, you get in the car and go home.
那你上车起码点点名嘛，哦，老大老二，OK，OK，走了啊。
So when you get in the car, they definitely want to take a roll call to make sure both the kids were there.
你有没有说回到家里过了晚上吃了晚餐要睡觉说，哎，怎么少一个了？
Did it ever happen to you that after dinner when you get home that I had lunch dinner and that you find out that you're missing one child?
不会吧啊。
I'm sure that didn't happen.
不过怎么会一天了才发现耶稣怎么没有在这里了？
But how come it was after 1 day they realized that babe boy Jesus was not with them?
他们经文就说他们就去亲戚了熟人那边找了。
So the Bible recorded that they went to their relatives and friends to look for Jesus. Did you see Jesus? No,
no.
They also saw people over there. Did you see Jesus? Oh, did you see
him?
They were searching for Jesus. But they could not find him. So you have to understand the background. So they came as a group. So they were living as a group. You probably can imagine the children are all together. So when they were leaving, it was natural for parents to not see the child. Because they were together. But it was only when at the dinner time when they called the child and then they did not find him. At that time they start becoming very anxious. So any one of you has a lot, the experience of losing one of your children? One almost lost a child. Now they are sitting next to each other, next to you. I almost lost my child.
我们带他去那个很多人的一个夜市去走。
We took him to an evening market that was full of people.
那个时候我的孩子才两岁多。
He was only 2 years old at the time.
不是12岁哦。
Not 12 years old.
不是耶稣这样12岁啊。
It wasn't like Jesus, he was 12 years old.
我们当然抓着他的手了啊。
So we were holding his hand.
不过呢，他可能看到什么很喜欢的东西，就把我们的手甩掉了。
So he probably saw something very exciting and he let go of our hand.
他把我的手甩掉的时候，我以为他抓着妈妈的手。
So I saw at the time when he lost my hand, he was holding on to his mother's hand.
他甩了妈妈的手，说妈妈以为我抓着他的手。
And when he lost, shred off his mother's hand, his mother probably thought I had him.
等我抓了手，说怎么抓到妈妈的手了？
When I was reaching out for hands, what I actually ended up holding was my wife's hand.
哎，儿子呢？
Where's the son?
他也同样问我，儿子呢？
Where is the son?
哦，紧张了。
Now we became anxious.
因为人挤人啊，那里啊。
Because it was very crowded.
我们就街头走到街尾啊。
So we go from the beginning of the street to the end of the street.
街尾又走到街头啊。
And from the end of the street to the beginning of the street. But we could not find him.
他们也是一样。
They were also in the same situation.
那赶快回到刚刚出发的地方，去耶路撒冷啊。
So they had to go back to Jerusalem where they started off with.
那你看啊，他们离开耶路撒冷已经一天了。
So they have left Jerusalem already a day.
要多少时间才能回到耶路撒冷啊？
How long would it take to go back to Jerusalem?
啊，大概也要一天吧，是不是？
Probably going to take another day.
可能短一点呢。
Maybe quicker.
因为很紧张。
Because they were anxious.
所以回到之后。
So when they get back there, they look for him for another day. They finally find him. The Bible recorded that Jesus was sitting in the temple court. And so he was discussing the scriptures with the scribes and with the teachers of law. And he was asking them the questions and answering the questions.
那个时候已经是离开家庭第三天了。
This was the third day after he missed his family.
圣经是没有记载前面两天是怎么过活的。
The Bible didn't record how he lived the first two days.
是不是没得出去去买披萨了
啊？Maybe he didn't have anything to eat, so he went out and get some pizza.
总之他就坐在圣殿。
In any event, he was sitting in the temple court.
哎呀，这个父母找到了之后啊。
So when the parents found him,
那就非常非常的又兴奋又生气，是不是？
So they were both excited and angry.
圣经就说你怎么在这里？我跟你爸爸找得很紧张啊。
So the Bible again recorded that son, why have you treated us? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
不回来不跟我们走了，现在给我们一个 test 嘛，是不是？
If you didn't go with us, you should at least send us a test.
没有交代。
He did not give them any response.
请注意耶稣的回答。
Please know Jesus' response.
一起读好吧。
Let's read it together.
什么语言都可以。
Any language, any preferred language.
他说为什么找我？
Why were you looking for me?
岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？
Didn't you not know that I must be in my father's house?
我父的家。
My father's house.
我没有离开家。
I didn't leave my house.
他的父母以为他离开了家，失去家人联络。
His parents thought that he left his parents.
但是我从来没有离开过。
But Jesus never left his father's house.
因为这里是我父亲的家。
Because that was his father's house.
弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
这个记录是路加福音里面，其实是全本新约圣经里面非常重要的一段记录。
This particular passage is rather important in the entire New Testament.
因为前面讲耶稣降生讲得很清楚。
Because before this passage, it was recording Jesus' birth.
后面讲到施洗约翰出来，然后耶稣受洗，然后就开始他的事工，也讲得很清楚。
And after that, it was recording Jesus became John the Baptist came out and he was the harbinger for Jesus. And so Jesus officially began his preaching.
而这段记录是介于这两个观点中全本圣经唯一的一段记录。
And this passage is recorded right between the two.
让我们看见耶稣基督怎么看自己。
So we could see how Jesus saw himself.
让我们来思考。
Let us think about this. Today is family worship day. We emphasize family. So that's why there is a family worship. How is the family? Of course, it's my family. Everybody has this line of life.
我在我的家里。
In my family.
我有一个起点的。
There's a beginning.
一个零点是我的起点啊。
And the beginning, the zero point is the starting point.
有没有终点的？
Is there an end point?
你们怎么没有信心讲这句话？
How come you don't have faith to answer that question?
有啊，一定有了啊。
Of course there's one.
不过我不写了这个 M 呢，不知道你是多少。
So I didn't record, I just put down.The variable n.
各位家长们
，parents，
假如你有孩子的话
，if you have children，
请你记住今天这段经文。
Please remember the passage today.
因为我们特别华人都有一种心理
，especially for Chinese population, we have a certain kind of mentality.
我们叫做望子什么？
And in Chinese it means you're expecting your son to be a dragon. It's a figurative speech.
望女什么?
And you're expecting your daughter to become
什么? 凤马,
a phoenix.
又龙又凤都是,
so dragon, phoenix, both are very special top.
不过我很有把握,
but it's with the confidence I can tell you that. And it is wrong.
你知道错在哪里吗?
Why do you think that was wrong?
错在那个动词。
What was wrong? It was the verb that was wrong.
我们希望,
we expect.
希望,
expect.
希望,
expect.
希望我们的下一代出类拔萃。
We expect our next generation to be better, to be the top.
但是我们很少注意怎么教导他出类拔萃。
But we very rarely remember to teach them how to be elite.
过多的期望,
over expectation,
成为孩子成长的压力,
become the pressure for our children in growing up.
最近我看到一个报道,
recently I saw a report.
这个报道是一张图片, 跟一些文字,
and there was a picture and some words.
这个图片上面是在草地上, 校园的草地上, 放了很多各色各样的书包。
The picture shows that there were many backpacks on the grassy lawn.
In the campus.
On the campus.
每一个书包代表着一个自杀的学生。
Every backpack represents a student that suicided.
学生自杀率越来越高。
The suicidal rate has become higher and higher.
从小学一直到大学研究院。
From the elementary school until graduate school and postgraduate. We ask God to be merciful to the parents today. Not only we need to give them our aspiration, and we also need to teach them the right way. Today we're not going to teach just how to educate children because we're going to be run out of time. But the simple rule has already been recorded here. That is, so the parents took boy Jesus to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
那个叫做什么呢?以身作则嘛。
That is called the leading by example.
那个叫做身教嘛。
That is the leading by example.
来,我们一起去经历神。
So let's go together to experience God.
好多时候我们没有办法有身教。
Many times we don't lead by example.
我们有时候只会说,
we oftentimes speak.
好读书啊。
Busy heart.
然后我自己去看电视。So
I go off to watch TV.
你怎么可以随便打人呢?
How come you hit the people?
啪啪,
give him a couple slaps.
那你不是反教育吗?
It's contrary to your education.
身教的重要性在这里已经看见。The
importance of leading by example is clearly seen here.
不过这段经文不只看到我们自己的家庭。
For this passage, we not only see our own family, we also see the existence of a community.
这个社群呢,就是当他们出入一起走的时候,他们一起的行动。
We saw this community represents this big group of people. They were going and coming together.
他们生活在一起的。
They live together.
他们彼此照顾孩子的。
They took care of each other's children.
于是孩子在这个
So the children grew together in that community. That was a very important thing. I remember there was a child. He was very shy. Before he turned 1 year old.
哇,他这个家庭假如有任何一个人,外人跑来的话,
if there was a stranger in his family,
或者是客人的话,
or maybe a guest,
或者是亲戚朋友的话,
or maybe a relative or a friend,
哇,他一定躲在妈妈的裙子后面,
he was hidden behind his mother's skirt.
他很害羞啊,
he was very shy.
不过很奇妙啊,
but it was miraculous.
他的父母后来就有各种生活上的改变。
His parents had to make many changes in their lifestyle.
他后来在住在一个学校里面。
So they lived in a school.
哇，这个学校里面有65个差不多年龄的孩子。
In that school, there were about 65 children of similar age.
于是这个孩子在这个社群里面的性格开始改变。
So this child's personality started changing in that community.
该小朋友来玩了。
So he started playing with the other children.
哦，原来孩子们没这么可怕啊。
So, all right, they find out that the other children are not that scary.
不只跟孩子，还跟大人也做朋友了。
So he started making friends with the adults.
他们的父母和他住在一个家庭宿舍。
So his family and this boy that lived in a family dormitory.
然后呢，这个孩子是男生啊。
This is a boy.
他是唯一能够自由出入女生宿舍的男孩。
He was the only boy that could go in and out women's dormitory freely.
他那时候一岁两岁。
He was only 1 or 2 years old.
就骑个小脚踏车。
So he was riding a little bike.
啊，这些阿姨都很欢迎他。
All the aunties loved him.
啊，要教他。
So they taught him.
也改变他。
And changed him.
以后这个孩子长大了。
So later on, this child grew up.
完全改变。
He was completely changed.
最后还要去读国际关系。
He was going for the international relations.
他就是我儿子。
He was my son.
群体多么重要。
The community is very important.
因为在群体中成长。
Because growing within a community,
彼此的学习,
we learning from each other,
彼此的关心,
caring for each other,
我们的孩子就能够在一个正常、正面、喜乐的环境中长大。
Then our children can grow in a positive, joyful environment.
等一下我们会有婴儿奉献礼。
Later on, we will have an infant dedication ceremony.
这些父母们愿意将他们的下一代献在主的手中。
These parents, they want to dedicate their children to God.
千万不要以为那是他们父母的事情。Don't
ever think that was only a thing with the parents.
那也是整个教会的事。It's a
thing with the entire church.
因为这些孩子是在这个群体里面一起长大。Because
these children are going to grow up in this church.
这个是一个 CBCGL 家庭啊。This
is a CBCGL family.
他们在这里成长。
They're going to grow up here.
我们不要只看到我的孩子。
Do not only just see my own child.
我们也关心一下周围的孩子。
We should also care for other children.
于是我们可以让下一代一起的成长。
So that we could let the next generation growing up together.
这就是我家也是你家。
This is my family. It's also your family.
不过还不够啊。
But that's not enough.
这段经文还给我们看见父的家。
And there's also the Father's house.
神的家,
God's house.
耶稣说,
Jesus said, I am in my Father's house.
换一句话说,
so in other words, that says in Christ Jesus, we're into God's house.
这里有三条线,
there are three lines.
其实三条线是重叠在一起,
those three lines are overlapping with each other.
分不开的,
you can't tear them apart. When we become children of God, in our lifetime, there's three levels of life growing together. There's life in my own family. And there's also the life within the community that we're growing up together. And then there's also the level that we're growing by God's grace spiritually. There is a scripture passage in Ephesians.
先读中文好吧。这样你们不再做外人和客人，是与圣徒同伙，是神家里的人了。English.
Then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of
God.是的，当我们认识耶稣基督之后，经历他的应许之后。
When we know Jesus Christ and experience His promise.
我们就进到父的家中。
We enter into God's house.
于是神的恩典与我们的同，我们同在，与我们的下一代。
So God's grace is with us and also upon our next generation.
刚刚我们读的经文的最后一句。
The last sentence in the passage that we read before.
说到耶稣的智慧和圣量。
It says Jesus' wisdom and stature.
还有神跟人喜爱他的心。
And the favor from God and man were all growing together.
神跟人都喜欢。
In favor with God and man.
这是何等的福气。
What a blessing.
而我们的儿女。
And our children.
在各位家长的引导之下。
That nurtured by our parents.
我们正要去经历这样的福气。
We are going to experience this kind of blessing.
求主恩待每一位家长。
So we ask God to bless and be merciful to all the parents.
也许你觉得我没有儿女在这里。
Maybe you think that I don't have children here.
那别人的儿女你就照样关心了。
So you can also care for other children.
是他们也成为你属灵的儿女。
So that they will become your spiritual children.
因为我们都在这一个大家庭之中。
For us all in this extended family. Bless together.Let's pray together.
谢谢主的恩典。
Lord, we give you thanks.
给我们这样一个大家庭。
Give us such an extended family.
这个家庭是主在我们当中居首位的。
Lord, you are the first place in this family.
让我们一起经历主在这里带领我们成长。
Let us experience God that you're leading us so that we may grow in you.
一起经历你自己的恩典。
Experience your grace together.
我们为带着孩子成长的家长们祷告。
We especially want to pray for the parents who have young children growing up.
求主帮助我们也成为他们的帮助。
Lord, please help us so that we may be of help to them as well.
于是我们在主里成为真正的家人。
So that we may become the true family in the Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
下面我们就要举行婴儿奉献。Later on, we will have the child dedication. Now, I invite all the parents and your children, come forward, and we will have a simple Q&A. 我们有几对的父母，从英文堂的，从这个粤语堂、国语堂的。那么，我们要请他们这个时候。到前面来。Parents and your children, please come forward so that we can see who you are and how sweet your family is. 这样我们可以看到你美丽甜蜜的家庭。那么这个时候呢，我们也要和会众们有一点点的分享。那就是在这个婴儿奉献礼之中，教会的肢体，我们其实不是坐在这里看，而是一起参与和这个家长们的这个重要决定。Now, congregation, brothers and sisters, we are here not an outsider. We participate into this solemn promise as the parents do. So we are joined together to witness God's grace upon all these families. Therefore, parents, I would like to ask you a very solemn question. 所以下面父母们，我要来问大家一个很重要的问题。好，那这样我们排成一排呀。Let's stand in the line, please. Yeah, thank you.
What families are these? Wow. Look at them, okay? All right. Parents, now I will ask you a very important question. Are you ready, parents? Okay. in presenting your child to the Lord, dear parents, do you promise that by the grace of God and upon the partnership of the church, you will teach your children the truth of the Christian faith, set a Christian example, bring your children up in the instruction of the Lord, and to encourage them to accept Christ as Savior under the guidance of the Holy Spirit? That's why they're standing here, right? 感谢主。下面我要问会众。Now I ask a solemn question to the congregation. 各位弟兄姐妹，作为教会的会众，你愿不愿意帮助这些父母，帮助站在前面的这些父母，使他们能够用真理来培育这些孩童，让他们孩子们早日相信耶稣基督，过一个属神的人生。Parents, after you answer this question, now I have a question asking the congregation. Congregation of CBCGL, do you promise to join these parents in the teaching and training of their children to be led in due time to trust Christ as Savior and to live a godly life? If you agree and you will you please stand up so that we can join together in prayer? 假如你愿意的话，请你一起站起来，让我们看见我们同心合意，一起和在前面的家长们栽培他们的下一代。OK， 哇，太美好的图画，因为我们看见不止家长们愿意努力，你现在站起来的每一位都在人和神面前表达出我们愿意一同努力。 This is such a beautiful picture that not only parents but also every brothers and sisters who are standing in front of people and in front of the Lord to witness that we as a family we will take care of their children together. 这个时候我要请我们的儿童传道周一敦弟兄传道来为会众也是为父母祷告。当他祷告完了之后，我们就会进行每一个家庭的婴儿奉献。Now I would like to ask our children minister, Tom Chow, to pray for parents and also the congregation. After this prayer, we will continue to have child dedication for each family.
Dear congregation, please join me into prayer. 请会众跟我一同祷告。Our Father in Heaven, as a big family of CBCGL, we give thanks to you to bring each family of us here to celebrate and dedicate the life of offspring that you have created in this family. 我们在天上的父，我们感谢你作为圣经环圣经教会一个大家庭，我们感谢你带领这三个家庭来到我们当中，一同信主，一同献上你赐给我们后代的祝福。We pray for Anna and Abigail in Nam's family. We pray for Naomi and Caleb in William's family. And we pray for Andrew in Juan's family, that by your grace, because of your faithfulness to your chosen people and promise to bless all nations through us, we pray that you bless them. 主啊，我们感谢你，我们为着Lin family, William's family, 黄家的 family, 一同把孩子献上。因着你的恩典和信实，你拣选了我们，你更应许通过我们来祝福万邦。我们献上感恩与祷告。We commit ourselves as your body to support this family before us to nurture together the next generation in our church. 我们把自己也献上，委身在你的教会当中，一同的支持这些家庭，来一同把他的我们的教会里面的下一代一同的牧养，一同的成长。 O Lord Jesus, you said that let the little children come to you and do not hinder them, for such belongs to your kingdom. 主耶稣你讲过，让小孩子到你面前来，不要阻止他们，因为他们是属于你的国度的。主啊，我们求你让我们整个教会成为你的门徒，来祝福，来看到他们的需要的时候，来一同的牧养他们。主，我们求你的圣灵同样的引导教导我们，在家庭里面按着你的圣经来教导我们的孩子。 We pray also that your Holy Spirit would teach us and guide us to teach your word from the Bible in our family, and may this please your will, and may your will be done in our family. 愿你的旨意成就，就成就在我们家庭当中。愿主祝福他们。 May God you bless this family before us. In Jesus' name we pray. 奉主耶稣的名求， Amen.
Please be seated.